patient was Josephine Zanella, Z-A-N-E-L-L-A, Zanella. Z as in zebra. Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1-4-37. And date of visit 5-8-23. Please make a copy for Anna Figueroa. That is F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. Figueroa. And P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Anna, thank you for sending Josephine Zanella for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 86-year-old female who has a past history for chronic atrial fibrillation and CHF. History of pulmonary hypertension and chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, has been short of breath with activity and has had increased leg edema over the past few months. The patient was recently sent for a chest x-ray done on 4/13/23, which showed a moderately sized right pleural effusion and a small left pleural effusion, and mild scoliosis. There was also a compression deformity of the lower thoracic vertebral body. The patient is orthopneic. She has an occasional cough, denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. She has been on diuretic therapy regularly, but continues to have increasing edema. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of coronary artery disease and hypertension. She has atrial fibrillation. She also had a benign lesion removed from her right breast. And she has borderline diabetes, as well as mild hypertension. Next paragraph. Also, let's see. Yeah, next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies, but has pollen and dust allergy. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next line. Family history: mother died of heart disease, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms: the patient has fatigue, no fever, no weight loss. I'm sorry, she has had weight loss. She has double vision and cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And denies nosebleeds, denies urinary frequency dysuria. She has asthmatic symptoms, shortness of breath, occasional cough. She also has abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She does have leg swelling and denies anxiety or depression. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included metoprolol, 50 milligrams HS, 100 milligram AM. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID. And amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, Amiodarone 200 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Can you also mention Lysix 40 milligrams daily? Next paragraph. Let's see. Systems. Review of systems. Patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, abdominal pains. She has leg swelling, no calf muscle pain. She has some anxiety attacks. And denies any headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly lady, averagely built, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 100 by 50, heart rate of 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 135, saturation 98. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no venous distension, tracheal midline. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with few bibasilar crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. S1 and S2 with a soft apical systolic murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 2 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are mostly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, CHF and ASHD. Number 2 is chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 3, bilateral pleural effusion, more on the right. Number 4, hypertension. Next plan, patient has been advised to get an ultrasound of the chest to evaluate the pleural effusions. Complete pulmonary function study to be done. And so the advice to increase the Lasix to 40 milligrams daily. She will possibly need a thoracentesis, but the patient states that she does not want to have any procedures done at this point. But she will come for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Anna Figueroa, Figueroa, PAC. This is Dr. D'Souza.